Accompanied by the 14 generals of Kar, Sherpanaka came back to Ram's ashram, determined to avenge herself and drink the blood of the princes. Pointing to the two young men, she told her escort,
"Look, there stand the men who insulted and mutilated me. Slay them immediately."
Ram understood the situation at once and told Lakshman, "Take care of Sita for now, while I deal with those demons." Saying this, he took up his bow. Following the prevailing rules of war, Ram announced himself to Kar's generals and said,
"Tell us the reason that you come here. Know that we are here in the forest at the bidding of the rishis for the purpose of destroying their enemies. If you wish to escape with life, leave us alone."
But the Rakshasas wanted not peace, but war, and the battle began. It did not take long for Ram's arrows to annihilate the Rakshasa generals. Once again, lamenting loudly, Sherpanaka went to Kar. The destruction of the powerful detachment he had sent was inconceivable. He sought to soothe his disturbed sister with soft words.
"I have sent unconquerable warriors, each one like death itself. They must have by now fulfilled their mission. So why do you weep?"
Sherpanaka rose and, wiping the tears from her eyes, said,
"True. You sent your 14 warriors with me. But the 14 now lie stiff and cold in death, slain by Ram, whose skill with weapons baffles description. If you have a spark of pride in you, start at once. Fight with Ram and save the Rakshasa race. If you do not, the destruction of our people is certain. But if you are afraid, tell me so and I shall understand. These young men who have entered your territory are determined to destroy our race unless you first meet and destroy them."
These words, spoken by his sister in a loud voice before all his courtiers, pierced Kar's heart.
"Why do you speak thus terrified by a puny human being? Hold yourself in patience for a moment, and you will have his blood to drink."
So saying, Kar rose.
"Do not go alone," she said. "Take your army with you."
Kar gave orders accordingly. A great army, fully armed, of 14,000 troops, went in advance under the leadership of Dushan. Behind the army, Kar proceeded majestically in a chariot. On the way, he met with many bad omens, which affected the spirits of his troops. He laughed and reassured his army, saying,
"Never have I been defeated in battle. Do not mind these portents. We shall soon crush these two little men and return in triumph."
The army took heart at these bold words of their leader. Hearing the tumultuous noise of the approaching army, Ram and Lakshman prepared for battle. Ram told Lakshman, "Do you see the signs? It is certain that the Rakshasas of Janastan are coming here to their death. I see in your face the glory of the victory that awaits us. Arm yourself and take Sita with you to a cave in the hill and look after her. I shall encounter the Rakshasa hordes and destroy them. Go at once. I do not require any help." Saying this, Ram put on his armor and strung his bow. Lakshman did as Ram bade and took Sita to a mountain cave. A great battle was to follow. So the demigods and celestials hovered in the sky to watch the fight. They uttered benedictions and prayed for Ram's victory. The sages had misgivings. How was Ram, standing single, to meet and quell this huge army of 14,000? As Ram stood there, bow in hand,
The radiance of his face was like that of the god of destruction, Lord Shiva. The Rakshasa force advanced in proud array, with drums and trumpets, and the clanking pageantry of war filling the quarters with clamor and causing the denizens of the forest to stampede in all directions. Ram stood holding his bow with his hand on the string. Like great black clouds disturbing the sun, the Rakshasa hordes surrounded him. The battle began. But while even the demigods wondered how he could withstand the yelling masses which rushed on him, a constant stream of deadly arrows sped from his bow, before which the Rakshasa ranks withered and fell like moths before a blazing fire. Dushan himself now stood in front of Ram. Ram bent his bow and sent his shafts in all directions in an unceasing stream, like rays from the sun. And with the speed of light, arrows shot out from the spot where Ram stood, spread out in all directions, and brought down warriors, chariots, elephants, and horses. The shafts pierced the bodies of the Rakshasas and came out, covered with their blood, shining like fire. The army was utterly destroyed, and Ram stood still, like Lord Shiva at the end of time. Dushan came again with another great army. For a while he seemed indomitable, but soon Ram's arrows laid low his chariot, drivers, and horses. He jumped down and sprang towards Ram. Ram's arrows, however, severed his arms from his trunk, and the monster fell dead on the ground like a huge elephant. Other Rakshasas who saw Dushan falling rushed against Ram and were also slain by the arrows that sped from his bow. In this way, the whole army of Kar was destroyed. It had come roaring like an ocean, and now it lay still, a mass of corpses and severed limbs, and derelict weapons and broken chariots. Only Kar and Trishiris remained. As Kar rushed forward to meet Ram, Trishiris stopped him, saying,
"I shall go first and kill Ram, or else I shall be killed. After I am dead, you may meet him."
The three-headed Rakshasa mounted on his chariot, attacked Ram with his arrows. Ram met them with arrows that hissed like deadly serpents. At last, Trishiris collapsed and fell spitting blood. His followers fled like deer. Kar, seeing this, cried, "Hold to the fugitives!" and directed his chariot against Ram. His confident pride was gone, but he fought manfully. The shafts sent by the two warriors covered the sky. Kar stood like death personified in his chariot, sending his stream of arrows. For an instant, Ram leaned on his bow. In that interval, Ram's armor was pierced by Kar's arrows and showed the prince's body shining like the sun. Ram now took up the bow of Vishnu and laid low Kar's chariot and cut his bow in two. Kar then took his mace and approached Ram. The gods and sages, watching the battle, became anxious and renewed their benedictions. Ram shouted at Kar, "You have been a terror and a plague to mankind. Strength of body is no protection to an evildoer. You have persecuted and killed hermits engaged in penance in the forest. You will now receive the punishment due for these sins of yours. The spirits of the rishis, whose flesh you fed on, are now witnessing your punishment from their aerial chariots. I have come to the Dundak forest to destroy wicked Rakshasas. My arrows will pierce the bodies of all your kinfolk. Your head will soon roll on the ground like a ripe fruit." But Kar exclaimed,
"Human worm! Son of Dasarath, have done with boasting! You are proud because you have killed a few common Rakshasas. A hero boasts not as you do. Only a warrior banished by his people can talk boasting like this. You have shown you can brag. Let us see now if you can fight. Your words have blazed up like burning straw with little heat or life. Here I stand, mace in hand, like death to take your life. Evening approaches.
be prepared to lose your life. I am here to avenge the death of my followers whom you have killed.
So saying, he whirled his mace and hurled it at Ram. The mace was split by Ram's arrows into splinters, which fell harmless on the ground. Ram shouted, "Have you finished speaking, Rakshasa? Now you shall die. The forest will be safe hereafter, and the rishis will live in peace." Even while Ram was speaking, Kar pulled out by its roots a huge tree and, gnashing his teeth, threw it at Ram. But this too, Ram split by his arrows. And fearing further delay, he aimed deadly darts at Kar. The wounded Rakshasa sprang on Ram, intending to close in on him. But the latter avoided contact by stepping back and laid him dead with a shaft which tore apart his chest. The gods showered flowers from on high and cried in joy. Ram has killed the sinful Rakshasa. Men can live in peace in the Dundak forest hereafter. Within an hour, Ram has destroyed Kar, Dushan, Trishiras, and their whole army. Indeed, he is a hero. Sita and Lakshman returned from the cave. Lakshman embraced Ram and rejoiced that, single-handed, he had fulfilled the promise of safety he had given to the sages.